Okay.
We have to start?
We do.
Oh.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the, I'm looking at the wrong thing, the May 24th meeting, is that's not right?
No, it is incorrect, it is the 17th.
I know.
Kind of like your minutes, don't trust me to get the packet out without Sherry.
So it's the 17th?
It is.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would be in Verona right now.
Okay, let's start over. I'd like to call to order the May 17th, 2018 meeting of the City of Mill Creek Design Review Board. Could we have a roll call, please? Present.
Present.
Member Kennedy Sims.
Present.
Member Diane Sims.
Present.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is approval of our minutes from April 19th, 2018. Any comments, corrections, or questions?
I move that they be approved with that it is the second set of minutes that was set out, not the first set of minutes.
Yes.
And I'll second that.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Okay, our new business tonight is signs only, apparently, Starbucks monument signs.
It is. This Good Evening Design Review Board. Thank you for coming this evening. Tonight we have the Starbucks monument sign located at Murphy's Corner. This particular sign is the last piece of the Starbucks proposal that you've looked at. They are currently starting construction on the building, and they've had previous design review board approval.
Today there's a Traco there.
Yes, there is Traco in a lot of
Traco just as I came by.
Mm-hmm. So all permanent freestanding signs are required to be reviewed by the design review board, and the criteria is set forth in the staff report. Here's taking a look at the site if you're not familiar with where it's at. It is lot 3 of the Lowe's site, so there's lot 1, lot 2 would be AutoZone, and lot 3 is where the Starbucks is at. It used to be the old Prime Pacific Bank, and it's located south along 132nd Street. The building's been vacant for a year, and you recently approved the Starbucks design back in January, so just about four or five months ago. So the proposed monument sign does have the corporate logo on it, and it does have the words drive-through on it for the monument sign. I would like to point out that the applicant's sign area is slightly larger than what's permitted. The materials of the sign, it's aluminum background. It's black and white, and it has the green and white logo on it. And as you can see, if the dimensions will go here to the matrix here. The sign permitted area is 16 square feet. The height is 3.5 feet, which is permitted. What's currently being proposed is slightly larger than that. It's 22 square feet. The applicant has agreed to modify their site plan to reduce it several inches on each side. They have adequate room, and they have agreed they will be submitting a revised site plan to meet the code requirement. And I believe there is up illumination of the sign. There's an internal. Let me take a look. They have the corporate logo, which is internally lit.
I was looking for the information about the lighting, not that it's part of our review, but just to see if it was LED or what they were proposing for lighting.
You know, I don't think they actually specify on their
I couldn't find
plan.
It anywhere.
Most of them are, almost all the ones that are coming through are LED.
Yes.
Is it on there a little tiny? There it is. It's LED on eternal. It's on attachment 2. You'll see it on the second diagram. It's right here.
Oh, I do see it.
Yeah, it's the LED.
I think I need new glasses.
Well, it's tiny. So the proposed sign does meet the 5-foot setback from the edge of the right-of-way. There is existing landscaping. It has grass. There's bushes out there. As you recall, they are redoing some of the landscaping out front, and they are having a patio out there. The sign colors are coordinated with the building and their wall signage and their graphics that they will have inside of the windows that they are proposing. And staff's recommendation that as modified and listed in the conditions that the sign will meet the requirements of the code. So if the design review board wants to include in the conditions of approval pending modification of the site plan to the 16 square feet, that would be appropriate.
That was the only question I had was, I don't know where I saw that it looked like it was going to be bigger than what was allowed, and so I had that question.
That is true. That is what's shown. If you look at the full area of the box here, we'll go back to the PowerPoint. This area here.
Yes.
This area is 22 square feet. If you take smaller area on the inside, it comes to 16. So they need to shrink the whole area. They need to drop this down.
Okay.
So they'll lose a couple inches on each side, and they have plenty of room for that.
So on the materials, again, you said it's aluminum, and then the letters are cut out, and it's lit,
correct.
Lit from inside, correct?
Yes, LED
okay,
lighting.
LED lighting, okay.
And then they're required to get electrical permit in the building.
Okay.
People really need help finding a Starbucks.
Well, yeah. Now there will be sufficient choices within the city and outside the city. Do you know, Sherry, from discussion with the original
at least a
DRB,
quarter mile from the one by
one
Fred Meyer.
Is the one that Fred Meyer's planning to stay there, the one that's located in the city of
They're on opposite sides of the road.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up in Vancouver, we say we're on opposite street corners, intersection in Vancouver, B.C.
Is that like 5 or 6 we have?
5. Fred Meyer's, Seattle Hill Road, this one. There's one in the Albertsons at Thomas Lake. In the Albertsons here, 5. The one in Town Center, 6. The one at QFC, 1.
Yeah. And the QFC one is a franchise.
It is.
I don't know about the one in Fred Meyer.
And the drive-thru by, there's the one in Albertsons.
Yes.
And then there's in the same parking lot, there's the drive-thru.
There's one inside. Yes. Is that 8?
Yeah, that's 8.
I thought Mukilteo had a lot.
That's a lot of coffee.
But I think we have 6 in Mukilteo.
Wow. That's a lot for that size.
It is. I was just shocked.
Well, they're doing well, obviously.
Yeah. So,
for the coffee.
Do you have a slide of attachment 1?
Let's see. You know, let me look in the background. I don't think we do.
Okay.
No, there's none.
Well, what my comment is on attachment 1.
The sign location.
The sign appears to be parallel with 132nd instead of perpendicular.
Yeah, and it is perpendicular.
Yes. It is perpendicular
it
to
is
be.
Perpendicular.
Okay.
They need to catch the traffic.
Yeah. So that should be corrected on their site plan then.
Yeah, this was, I think, the recycled from their original application.
Okay.
So I'll make a note here.
They are going to do the outdoor patio.
They are. Yeah. Yeah, if you drive by. It'll be very nice. You can shop for plants and go get coffee.
It seems like it's supposed to be there rather than just have the oversized roof for no reason.
I think it'll be a nice addition.
Oh, no, they're not putting
it's in the front. So
oh,
if you look,
says considered.
I think that makes
yeah.
more sense.
So we said consider it. I think they considered it opted out.
So that is not in the. This one that's on attachment 3 is not going to be where they're going to put the patio. Because I knew there was
no,
a patio on the
original one.
Yes.
It's still there. Yeah.
It's still there.
Didn't we make some? Because we didn't like the idea of having this oversized drive-through roof with only one lane.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, we suggest you consider it, but it wasn't a requirement.
Well, the problem is getting across the drive.
It's, yeah.
All the cars are going to be parked right there, and if you're inside the building, I don't know. I think
no, you're
personally, I think it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Well, we're past that.
Yeah.
Any other
I guess
comments
we can all
about
visit the real function when it's completed.
Maybe we should all go there and stand there and have a cup of coffee.
We certainly can.
Give our
You know, sometime it might be nice to go visit some of the projects that you've approved.
Idea.
And then look at them and critique them.
Yeah.
You, I mean, from all standpoints.
The Hawthorne sign?
Oh, it looks...
I finally did that and it looks really good.
It looks fabulous. It really does.
The Hawthorne.
They redid it that you folks approved.
That's right.
It looks much better.
It does look really nice. Looks great.
Do we have any other comments about this sign? Any other? I want to make an approval and include the shrinking of the sign.
Yes.
So I'll make a motion that the Design Review Board approve the Murphy's Corner Starbucks sign has presented in our packet today with the findings provided by the staff and all, with one additional finding that they have to comply with the city's maximum square footage of 16 square feet. And then also just from a comment, we want them to correct their site plan that the sign would reflect its 90 degrees to the Bothell Everett Highway on attachment one in the package.
Perfect. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nope. It is. Okay. And then I guess that's it for business. I do have a question before we adjourn. What is our, as I'm sure people are doing vacations, what is our summer agenda?
We were just briefly discussing that before everyone arrived. We did speak to planning manager Tom Rogers. We do want to come forward and see which dates work best for Design Review Board to have the study session or a discussion about potentially changing the code and have that discussion about monument signs, logos, and if there's anything else that you feel might need to be changed. I don't know if maybe we want a tour before that or maybe the study session then a tour, but I'd like to know what your schedules are. For June, the upcoming meeting, there is one item that we know will be there, and that will be the Canyon Creek Church, their formal review. And then so far for July, Sherry, do you have anything coming forward?
No.
And I don't have anything for July.
What is the date of the June meeting?
The June meeting is?
I happen to have a calendar.
The third Thursday? Is that the 21st?
Yeah.
Okay, the 21st?
621.
So June 21st, and then there would be the July meeting.
I haven't set it in stone yet, but I will be gone 2 weeks out of July.
Okay.
Don't know where it's going to fall in July yet.
Okay. So do you want to maybe hold, tentatively set the discussion for maybe after the Canyon Creek Church?
Okay.
Or...
I'm going to, yeah.
So in the same meeting, just.
Correct. It'd be after they leave, after you've made your motion, the applicant leaves, then we could have a discussion.
Okay, so the meeting ends, but it still stays
open.
Public.
Yes. Yep. And then we can just have a discussion about potential code changes.
Okay.
So do you want us to, or do you want to make a point to look at the design review board review criteria before the meeting?
I think that's a good idea.
Or we could include it in the packet or a hyperlink.
I think that'd be good. It'd also be good. Are there updated vision or objectives for City of Mill Creek?
Not since 2015 for eGov.
Our goals and guiding principles and stuff.
Are they different than what they were?
They're on the wall.
Yes.
I'll take a picture on my way out.
You don't need glasses.
They're right here, right? Isn't that them?
Yes.
Oh, hey,
very handy.
Yeah, they want to send it to you.
Yes, because they've been talked. They just recently adopted them, and they've been discussing them for several months.
I think that would be good. Is just to include the rules that we're discussing, kind of in the packet.
Okay.
Are there some, I know I'm remembering a few conversations that we've had about some changes that were around that issue that we didn't have consensus on. Is that the kind of thing you're talking
logos,
about?
Logos.
Yeah, for logos.
Yes.
Yeah, logos.
Definition of artwork.
Yes, that kind of
right,
thing. Okay.
That thing, okay. Okay. So we can maybe put together a tentative agenda, definition of artwork, logos on... signs.
I think that'd be good.
Anything else?
I don't know if we want to, I guess, go into this type of, if this would be relevant to the discussion, but what types of businesses are interested in locating here? What is the city targeting, to be able to locate here?
You mean other than business?
I think they're considering putting a head tax on to try to attract business.
Yeah, I know. City Council,
I couldn't resist.
Making recreation a priority, hotel, making it a destination point for recreational uses.
Okay.
Kind of spearheading off the North Creek Trail, our natural amenities, the sports arena, Mill Creek Sport Park, kind of building.
Marina Sports is packed all the time.
And the fields.
I have yet to go in that building. I've got to do that.
We do have a large medical base here.
Yes,
you do. Kind of hidden, but we have a very large medical service facilities. We have a lot here in the city. And restaurants. That's another huge, the dining factor. Am I missing anything else?
We had a huge thing there.
Open house for, it was an open house for volunteer organizations, basically.
Yes. And then we had Kiwanis, the Lions. Parks and Rec, because they're looking for volunteers, and everybody spoke, and the public was invited, and we had it in one of the conference rooms, and Arena Sports catered it. It was really, really nice.
I heard it was great.
Yeah.
Their barbecued ribs there are crazy good.
Who catered it?
They did. They're crazy good. And
we just might have to go to the little cafe.
And I, ever since that night, I've quit ordering pizza to go. I just go to Arena Sports and order a pizza and take it home. Their pizza is great.
Thank
and it's
you.
It's cheaper than any other place in town.
Love you guys. Travel tips and food tips.
I mean, they don't deliver, so you got it, but they're quick.
That's okay.
And the pizza is really good.
Wow.
And you can call in and place your order.
Nice.
When you go in there the first time, they'll give you a to-go menu, and you can just call it in.
Okay.
A very family-oriented kind of place, is it not?
Yeah.
All
age groups, to go little toddlers, they have a little soccer league and stuff.
And I was really afraid how it was going to look on the side, that huge, huge, huge building, when we were looking at the plans and everything, and I'm very pleasantly surprised the way it turned out. And when I got there for that meeting that afternoon, I went ahead and drove around the building. I was really concerned with the condos or apartments at the back side of the site. With the elevation change, and I think it was going to be quite minimal impact to the people behind it.
That's interesting. I did the same thing about 2 weeks ago, because I had not really looked at the back of that building and how it was fitting into the community. And
and the new development up at, what are we calling that, where Safeway used to be?
Oh, the Gateway Shopping Center.
Yes.
The Sprouts grocery store. And
that,
Planet
yeah, Center. It's starting to take shape.
It is. They're supposed to be submitting back for phase two. They're running a little behind schedule, but they're supposed to have part two of all the building exteriors. We've seen preliminary design. They're supposed to submit for DRB, so hopefully soon.
All right.
Totally changing the subject. When is the city going to get started on the facility on North Creek Drive?
For public works facility? That's an excellent question.
North Creek Drive.
We do not know. That'd be a good question for council.
We had a site planning thing on, Diane, you might not have been here yet.
We did a site plan review of it. It started through CEPA, and for budgeting purposes for the construction of the building, it was very high, so there wasn't funding for it, so it hasn't moved forward yet. But there is a need for the facility. Mm-hmm.
I'm reasonably sure I'm not going to be able to be here June 21st. I think that's when we're going to be in the Smoky Mountains.
Okay. Well, do you want to delay it then?
If we could, I'd appreciate it. Yeah.
Certainly. So July, are any of you out of town in July? Do you know you're gone? Okay. So
September.
What about maybe holding a special meeting for a tour? Is there certain sites, or are you comfortable looking at sites on your own time?
You could put just in the packet, put addresses, you know, like,
okay.
Because I know where most of the.
Okay, why don't we do that? Of maybe five or six that are fairly decent, and maybe some others.
So, is there no meeting in August then?
Typically, traditionally, there's not. Unless there's a need for it, that's your month off.
Okay. I like your idea of the tour. Is there something within walkable distance of here where we could do that and then come back and talk about it immediately?
The only one really in walkable distance would probably be Mill Creek Park Vista. A lot of them are driving.
No, this is back a little bit, but if you have the original submitted plans for Boston and then how we made them change it to match more what we were doing in town center, that...
Oh, wow, we'd have to pull those out of the archive. Yeah,
it was a standard cookie-cutter Boston's, and we made, I guess you'd call it subtle changes, but we made them change materials and things to include more wood, and, it looked more like what we were doing in town center at the time, because town center was still going up at that point. But, we didn't take away their Boston's, the logo, but we did change the building. And I remember I went somewhere else where there was a Boston's, and it was just the cookie cutter Boston's, and I was like, oh, ours looks better than that.
There's one up at Smoky Point.
Yeah.
Well, and we did not, there was no changes to the Brooklyn Brothers pizza, was there? No exterior changes.
There was no exterior changes. They just went for...
I know they cleaned up it and removed a bunch of things, but they didn't actually change the exterior of the building.
And they purchased that building.
Yes.
Yeah. Just Del Capri.
Right behind the lodge. Across
in the forum, the glass.
Out there where they have the summer music.
Right across.
The onion by Blaze Onion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right across from the Italian.
We've all heard, too, that in that little enclave that used to be a fountain, they're going to put an exterior bar out there. Yeah, is that not true?
Which business?
Brooklyn Brothers.
I don't know yet. I'll ask our building official.
That seemed like that would be something.
Haven't seen that yet, but it would be handy dandy for concerts.
And,
as long as they have room for it.
Well, in this concert series, Capri was packed in there, and they were, so I think they were, because that whole area is packed in the summer every Wednesday.
Well, it is. It makes sense from June till September.
Yeah, and as long as they have their little temporary fence there, you legally can
have the liquor board height, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of the businesses in Town Center are finally formalizing their outdoor dining areas, so you'll see a couple of them going up, and we're thankful for that.
Yeah.
It's a code enforcement issue because there's scope creep along the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
So we're good to go?
We're good to go.
We're adjourned.
Thank you all.
You.
Okay.
David, have you got a minute
to
ask you a question?
Yeah.